Okay, Men Without Hats, the safety dance, Ocean 100, 739. Good morning. Welcome to Monday. Hope your weekend was fantastic. Have no fear, the sunshine is on the way. Ray of sunshine in the Ocean 100 studio this morning. Jill Chandler is with us today. Hey. Jill, welcome.
Thank you so much. A ray of sunshine.
A ray of sunshine. Now, I saw on your Facebook post that you're not a morning person or a Monday person.
I am neither.
Okay.
Well. Although I have been forced, like I'm a mom of three kids, so I have improved my morning skills, mostly to ensure that my three kids make the bus and, you know, all that sort of stuff.
Out of necessity.
Yeah, okay. But Mondays, like, honestly, I dislike Monday so much that oftentimes it ruins my Sunday, knowing that Monday is just around the corner.
I've been there.
It's terrible.
Yeah, I've done that
too. Anyway, but here you guys are, and I'm so happy to be here.
Well, we are even more thrilled to have you here with us because, like I said, we put out feelers and let people nominate folks that they thought would be a great fit in here with us and interesting too. And we got more than a few for Jill Chandler.
I'm very surprised. Yeah. My kids were not part of this nomination process, clearly.
Well, we should shout out the kids. Say hi.
Oh, sure. I've got Darcy, my daughter. She is at Stratford Elementary.
Awesome.
Cooper, my son, is at Birchwood Intermediate. And Rowan is in grade 10 at Charlottetown Rural. As I sit here, I feel safe in saying that two of my three kids are going to make their buses. And I'll leave it at that.
Still a good average.
Two out of three.
Well, it is. I guess it's a good average.
Yeah, no, that's good. And you got everything done for the week? The lunches are ordered and everything? You're all good to go?
Right.
Okay.
And I know that seems like super basic, but when you forget to do that, you are reminded that you have failed every single day. Every day.
Preach, so. Sister. Preach. Been there, done that, unfortunately. But we are very, 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 very excited to have you here today to be our interesting Islander and just have a little chit-chat. We already cracked open the can of politics this morning. We are having conversations that are far too deep for a Monday morning, so we're going to have to fix that here really soon, but we got more to talk about.
We'll just stick with weather and birthdays.
Yeah, and that's on the way. I know you're excited to do those.
I'm so excited.
I know. That sounded kind of sincere. We'll work on that. All right, Jill Chandler's with us today, and she is so excited to share today's forecast with you.
I am. I am so excited. You can hear it in my voice. Today, we are expecting some sunny periods later, right?
Yeah.
And a high of plus 10. I don't know about you, but sunshine makes everything better. Tonight we've got partly cloudy skies and a low of plus 3. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, woohoo, and a high of 12. Right now it's 1 in Summerside and 1 in Charlottetown at Ocean 100.
Oh, amazing. Even nailed the at Ocean 100 part. I love it. We will have the celebration calendar coming up next. We are very excited for that. That's Jimmy Eat World in the middle. Ocean 100, 748 right now. School buses out. Pay attention for the flashing lights. Slow it down in school zones too, please and thank you. We have Jill Chandler joining us on the show today. Jill, you're also a town councilor in Stratford. Tell me how awesome that experience has been.
It has been fantastic, Darcy. I'm glad that you asked. Okay. It's been a real learning experience, I will say.
Yeah.
So I think I'm still on the learning curve.
Okay.
But people are great. The town of Stratford is great. I hope to do good things there. And people have been very kind in knowing that perhaps I'm a slow learner. So they've been patient with me.
Well, it takes time to.
I'm kind of reading between the lines there.
So many bylaws and everything that you have to get used to and all the.
Yeah.
Red tape, I guess, is maybe what we'll call it.
Yes. But. Well, no, I won't call it that. And I must say, I'm not here in any official capacity as a councillor for the town of Stratford. Or else someone will be very mad at me. No, it's been really good. And I like to try new things. And I jumped into that. And I'm grateful.
A lot of just helping out the community, really, is what it's all about.
A lot of helping out the community. And I think it's really neat in that municipal politics, like we're very accessible. So we get to interact and engage with residents all the time and deliver services and programming that's really beneficial, you know, as far as recreation, arts, culture, and fostering opportunities for connection. So, yeah, okay. It's good.
Do you have a favorite counselor to work with, or should?
I like them all, but I would not be being my true self if I didn't say that Gordy Cox specifically said to say a hello to him today.
Oh, that doesn't sound like Gordy at all.
No, doesn't sound like Gordy at all. Well, hello, Gordy. Good to see you, buddy. Or good to hear about you, I guess we should say. Let's get into the celebration calendar today. Jill, you excited for this?
I am beyond. Oh. I see some tough last names in there, and I hope that you are going to read those ones.
Okay, we will see. Belated birthday to Connor McDonald, 18th from Mom, Dad, and the family. Russell Painter, a happy 40th birthday from your wife, Heather. Kids Cameron, Jaden, Caleb, and Julia. Jillian Power, 41 today from Gwendolyn, Xavier, Roy, and Hank the dog. Brooke McKernel, 22 today from Mom, Dad, CJ, Shaylin, and Tyson. Shannon Warren is 40 today from Robbie, Lily, Cohen, Mia, and Jesse. Mallory Harris in Rollo Bay is 21 today from Mom, Dad, sisters Abby, Ella, and from Grammy, too. Catherine Taylor is celebrating today from Frank, Rilla, and fur baby Ruby. 34th birthday today in Johnson's River. Shirley McManus is celebrating a 79th birthday in Charlottetown today. Happy birthday, Shirley. Ezra Muhlenkamp, happy 6th birthday today with love from Grandma D and Opa. Do you want to take it over there, Jill?
Sure. Let me see what this says here. I would like to wish my brother, Kevin Perry, a happy birthday. He is celebrating on the 23rd. It's from Anne and Mike Arsenault. Very nice. Nicole Casey, happy birthday. From Ron, Debbie, Adam, Tessa, Rooney, Otis, Anita, Neil, Lily, and Goose.
You got to get all the names in.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. There's a lot there. Yep. And Nicole Casey turning 45. Happy birthday to Logan Adams. Logan is in Alberton and turning 18. Ethan Skeffington, who is the big 18. Ethan is in Summerside. Happy birthday to Kenny Stewart from Sid. Is that what that says? I don't have my reading glasses on.
It does say Sid, but I have no idea what that means either.
That's okay. We're reading. Ivan Lowther is celebrating 60. Ivan is in Crapo. Happy birthday to Annette Roach. Love Tucker, Aubrey, Finley, and Nora. And Annette is in Mount Stewart. And finally, happy birthday to Ethan Anderson. Ethan is in grade 10 at the Mount. He is a hockey player, and today he is turning 16. So happy birthday, Ethan, and all.
To know an awful lot about Ethan.
I do know a lot about Ethan.
You added Ethan to the list.
I did. Yes. I did add Ethan to the list. Ethan is my first cousin Derek's son.
Okay.
So I got a little text from my mother today saying, you know what? It's Ethan's birthday. It would be great if you mentioned that. So I have to do what my mother says.
Of course.
And absolutely. I am genuinely wanting Ethan to have a happy birthday. So I feel it's all worked out.
Hey, that's nice little neat bow there. I like that. People might be using you for your connections here, but that's all right.
True.
That's quite all right. We'll have more with Jill Chandler and the Ocean 100 Morning Show coming up. Michael Jackson, Beat It. Ocean 100. It's 8:10, 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. Should tell you, there's a late bus, eh?
There is a late bus, yes. Bus 27, driven by Scott Wakeland, serving Westwood Primary, Elliott River Elementary, East Wilshire Intermediate, and Bluefield High School, running 30 minutes late.
Big shout out to Scotty. How you doing, buddy? Get that bus moving, pal. We are joined today by Jill Chandler, who's our latest interesting Islander, and we've chatted about a lot of things. Jill Chandler, the mom. Jill Chandler, the politician. Let's talk about Jill Chandler, the entertainer, because you are pretty darn good. I've caught your videos on the Facebook, and you do a pretty good job.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Isn't that a great compliment for me to say? Isn't that nice?
Pretty darn good.
You're pretty darn good.
I really appreciate that, Darcy. And yeah, I do some singing.
Yep.
I do some songwriting.
Yep.
I do some improv. Comedy.
Very cool.
Some people know me as the anthem singer.
I've heard that too.
I saw
that on Facebook. People enamored with the time that you told them to sing along at an Islanders game.
It's
O Canada.
True. What they don't know.
Oh, we're going to divulge that? I wasn't setting you up for this. But
oh,
okay.
Gosh.
Okay.
Absolutely. One thing about me, Darcy, is that I'm very forthcoming.
Okay.
This is what you get.
All right. Well, that works.
I was there. I've sung O Canada tons and tons of times. And of all the times I've done it, there have been maybe two times where there's been a little glitch. Like something has distracted me. Something has just come over me as I'm about to take the ice. And in that instance, as they kind of said my name and said I was going to sing the anthem, I just had this blank. Like it just, the words to our country's national anthem.
That we heard every day.
That we hear every day. Up. We sing. They escaped my mind.
Oh. Is there a worse feeling?
It's a pretty terrifying feeling, yeah. But what I will say, and I said it a few weeks ago on Facebook, Kevin Cooper, who is there at the Islanders yeah. games, I looked at him in the face and I was like, Kevin, I forget the lyrics. And he was like, what? And I was like, I don't remember the words. And I think he thought I was joking. And then God love Kevin. He just looked at me and he was like, oh, Canada. And he started to sing. And I was like, okay, not for everyone. But then that was enough to get me kind of, but as I walked onto the ice, I certainly invited the Islanders fans to sing along, and they did not disappoint.
Next time, just hand the mic to Coop. Next time, just give Coop the mic and let him do it.
Yes.
Let him do it.
No, he's fantastic.
Tell me more about what's happening at the Guild. The improv stuff sounds very fun.
The improv stuff is very fun. So I'm a part of a group called Side Hustle, mm-hmm. and we offer up improv comedy. And we have shows usually once a month. I often am in the position as the host of the show.
Gotcha.
And we do these kind of different sketches and different games. We get ideas and offers from the audience and build the show around that.
Very cool.
Additionally, at the Guild, I direct Playing with Choir. And we have a show coming up on June 2nd. So people can come and we sing pop music and I teach them three-part harmonies. So we learn a song a night. We have an accompanist. I can't even say that right now.
No, that's all right.
He plays the guitar. That's what
yeah,
he does.
Okay. should hear me in big words. Doesn't go well.
And this week, this upcoming Playing with Choir show, we are doing a Fleetwood Mac song. So
ooh.
Yeah, it's actually really fun. I love directing the choir because you're seeing people learn,
yeah.
and it's really it makes me feel good to hear them singing back and seeing their improvement over the course of the evening. So I'm
awesome.
Really proud of that one.
When's that?
That is June 2nd. That's a Friday night at the Guild. And the doors open at 6:30, so you can come and have a beverage if you wish. And the show begins at 7, the
wow.
singing. And they are, the choir, they are the show. And we actually videotape it, and we post it on Facebook after each of our choir nights. And it's really, really fun to see how great they do.
Amazing.
And I thank them for coming.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. You wear so many hats. Like a lot of people that have come in here, you are into a lot of things.
I am into a lot of things.
Good to be busy though, right?
It is good to be busy, but I like routine as well.
Yeah, true.
So a little bit of that. But the music stuff makes me feel it is cup filling, if you
gotcha.
Will.
Gotcha. All right. We'll have more with Jill Chandler. You want to do the weather one more time? We got that coming up.
Has anything changed since the last time?
No.
No significant weather changes?
I can't give you much.
Okay.
All right. It's coming up next. It's coming up. Don't do it now.
Oh, thanks.
All right. Not a bad forecast here. Take it away, Jill.
Okay. Thank you so much, Darcy. We are expecting some sunny periods later today and a high of 10 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of +3. Tomorrow, mainly sunny and a high of 12. Right now, it is 1 in Summerside and 1 in Charlottetown at Ocean 100.
You are so good at that. So good. Hired. Singing along with your favorite songs on a Monday morning. It's the Outfield, Your Love. Hey, hey, hey. It's Darcy, Scott, and the Ocean 100 Morning Show for Kinlock Charlottetown Home Hardware. And we are joined by Jill Chandler this morning. We've learned so much about Jill Chandler today. You are just a delight to have in here, and we have had a lot of fun. I hope you have too.
I've had a lot.
I'll turn your mic on. Yes, sir. That's how much we love you. Keep your mic off there.
You are messing with me already. I've had a lot of fun. It's great to be here. So thank you for having me.
And you're off to like an annual general meeting of some sort after this?
I am.
Oh, wow. AGMs are really where it's at.
They're my favorite.
That should
really
be a fun day.
It's where I excel. I love that format of being in a meeting all day.
you're good with sarcasm, too. I like that.
Oh, my.
Well, thank you very much for coming in here and spending a bit of time with us and letting us and our listeners know about Jill Chandler.
It's really been a pleasure. So thanks again for having me.
And tell us one more time when the shows at the Guild are.
Oh, my goodness. June 2nd, we've got a Playing with Choir,
yep.
And that's a Friday night. And the following week is our Side Hustle show. So I'd love to see you at both.
And it feels good to be talking about stuff in June.
It does. Yeah, it gives us hope, something to look forward to.
Moving
sunshine
right along.
And all that stuff.
All right, my dear, thanks very much for coming in today. Best of luck. You're traveling to Surrey now?
I am.
All right.
Okay.
Hit the road.
Thank
Take care.
You. Bye.